I feel like I'm perpetually on a skin journey. Whenever my skin gets good, then it gets bad. Then I'm like, wait, I have wrinkles. Like, it's just a whole process. And honestly, when you're feeling your skin isn't your best, it really messes up your confidence. That's why I have to tell you about today's sponsor, OneSkin. Their products make it easy to keep your skin healthy while looking and feeling your best. No complicated routine, no multi-step protocols, just simple, scientific, women in STEM validated solutions. Other skin brands treat symptoms rather than getting to the root cause of aging. Most skincare available on the market is designed to provide a temporary reduction in visible signs of aging, addressing just surface symptoms of an underlying decline in skin health. OneSkin combines tissue engineering, data analysis, and cutting-edge longevity science to create the world's most effective product to target skin aging. OneSkin believes the purpose of skincare is not just to improve how we look, but to optimize our skin biology so that it's more resilient to the aging process. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company, and by focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code GIGGLY at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code GIGGLY. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support Giggly Squad and tell them that we sent you. One of my goals for 2024 is to shop more sustainable. I love being able to shop at Macy's because I really appreciate that big brands like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community, Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainable with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. Donate online or in-store and learn more at macys.com/purpose.
Up, gigglers.
Gary, fix the Wi-Fi.
Manifest that shit.
We can't be managed. I mean, the day just got away from me.
Hello, gigglistas.
Oh, I love that. It seems chic.
It does seem chic. It seems important.
It's true. Well, I've spent the entire day cleaning out my closet, and let me tell you, it's therapeutic. It's so therapeutic. I love throwing shit out.
Okay, I love how you start the pod immediately with a humble brag that you had a productive Sunday. Like,
I had one of the most productive Sundays I've had in years.
Well, I like that you posted your messy closet, and your closet is next level because you have so many clothes. And I was like, oh my God, she's just like me. But now I'm disappointed because you actually cleaned it up and I didn't.
I mean, I have one section left to go through, and it's probably my most important section, which is my crop tops.
Do you throw away as you clean?
I have zero trouble throwing anything away, people included.
Because you're toxic. I love that.
Yeah. But I'm not throwing it all away. I'm giving, oh, this is actually like a good housekeeping thing. I'm giving all of my clothes to the Fashion Foundation, and we're going to do a little like shop pages closet, which they rarely do. They usually only take designer stuff from like designers that have like over product or whatever, but we're gonna do like a little like shop pages closet because I felt weird like selling my clothes on Poshmark. One, I just don't have the time to like take pictures of everything and upload it and do all that, and I also just felt like it was I don't know like what am I gonna make like $10
I was about from to a say, shirt like it's a lot of work to get $12 per shirt.
Yeah, like I feel like it's almost like rude to do. Like, why would I not just donate all of it?
Did you have a good week?
What did I do this week? I feel like I'm literally getting, like, I have short-term memory.
Or you're just living life in the moment.
Like, what was this week? What day is today, Sunday? Oh, I went out on Friday night.
What'd you do?
Well, I went out for the first time in New York City in months, like absolute months. And I have this new thing now. Every time I drink, I get dizzy. Like I had to leave early. When has Paige DeSorbo ever left a club early? Actively Irish exited.
You're turning to me.
No, like I was with Sierra, actually. We went out. We went to, like, a dinner with all my friends. And then we went to a club, then went to a party. And I'm at the party. I literally walked into the party, did a scan of the room, and was like, Sierra, I'm leaving. More than welcome to stay with, like, a couple of my girlfriends. And she was like, I'm going to stay. She was like, are you going to say bye to anyone? And I was like, absolutely not. Got right in the elevator, came home, made a frozen pizza. Okay, people that say, like, you can go out and have fun with your girlfriends. Absolutely. Yes. And, like, there are totally nights that I, like, want to go out and, like, drink and get fucked up with my friends. Mm-hmm. But let's be serious. Mm-hmm. You go out to flirt.
Well, this is the thing. We have an animalistic need to, like, find someone we're attracted to when you're single. So when mm-hmm. I don't care if you're dizzy, I don't care if you're tired, I don't care if your heels are hurting, you will animalistically push through that right. to find a partner. But the second you have a partner and the second you get a tiny little blister on the back of your foot, you're like, I can't make it. I can't.
I'm like, I can't.
I can't do it. Girl, you put in a lot of work in partying this last year. Yeah. And you don't need to anymore. Partying is so mental. It's such a mental mindset. I know you're hammered.
It really
but like,
is.
If you're not in the mindset, for me, like, if the moon's not in the right position, we can't do
it. I mean, we always talk about, like, forcing things. Like, sometimes I'll walk into a store and be like, oh, I'm just not in a shopping mood. Like, yeah. Sometimes I'm just not in a shopping mood. And, like, recently I've just, like, I'm just not in a party mood. Like, unless I'm legit with my boyfriend and getting fucked up, then like I can drink all day long. But yeah. Like
I get more depressed at parties because not only am I forced to like socialize and take in all this energy of people that I might not want to like take in their energy as like a super sensitive empathic human,
yeah,
then you start looking around at people having fun and then you overthink it, like, wait, why am I not having fun?
Yeah. Like, I felt bad leaving Sierra, but I'd introduced her to, like, all my single guy friends yeah. and, like, one of my girlfriends that she knows pretty well was there. And so, yeah. like, she was like, I'm fine. And I was like, okay, then my Uber's already ordered anyways.
Yeah.
So, like, I'll see you later.
He's actually been waiting for 2 minutes.
Yeah.
But funny because me, you, and Sierra originally were like, we need to go to Nashville. We need to take down Nashville.
Yeah.
But it turns out Nashville ended up being like Wednesday, Thursday. And then I had to fly back in the morning to do shows in New York this last week. So it didn't work out. However,
which I'm sad about.
I am sad about. But I was doing a little like Nashville check-in for us. So I can
okay,
tell
yeah,
you
because
Nashville.
I feel like one day, like in the next 10 years when I plan my bachelorette party, it will be in Nashville.
Okay, why?
I feel like, I don't know, but I feel like everyone goes there.
Yeah.
And I just feel like it's something I would never normally, like a destination I would normally be like, we gotta yeah. go.
They call it Whether- Nash Vegas.
Yeah.
And I was scared. I arrived, I was scared. And Dez was like, we have to take on the town. So the mm-hmm. town, we just followed the noise. There's a strip called Broadway. And okay. there's country music, live music blasting out of every bar, like almost competing with each other. And it's like the musicians rotate. Like it's almost like stand-up comedy in New York.
Where, so like, is it kind spots. Of like, oh, like you're going, like if you're a country music singer and you want to get discovered, like you're just performing
yes.
and.
Yes. And they're just playing okay. off tips. But like, and you go in a bar and it's fucking loud. Like I was a grandma and I was like, it's too loud in this bar. But it's also like touristy, that strip. It's for, no one's from Nashville there, like except like the bartenders. Even the singers, the guys from Boston, but random people want to become country music stars. So we go to one of these bars called Rippy's. Rippy's Honky Tonk. Do you know what a honky tonk is?
No.
I thought it was like a cute butt. It's a kind of music.
A cute butt?
Yeah, like a honky tonk. Like, look at my honky tonk. Shake your honky tonk. She got a tonk.
Like a
she
dump got a tonk. Truck. That's donk.
I go to Rippy's. It ripped open my asshole. I got meat sweats. It was like great barbecue. We also got nachos.
Ooh, I love barbecue.
But it turns out there's other places and different like spots around that are more, they're kind of like New York chic-ish type thing. So there's a wide range. It's like we were in the Times Square.
Okay.
The crowds were great.
Oh,
were
so then maybe I don't want to do that for my bachelorette.
I just don't know if it's your vibe. It's basically like cowgirl chic. Like it's very country.
Yeah, no, I see us more at like a winery in Napa. Thank you.
No, and but Nashville, like, we have to experience it. But and then you also think about, like, how often in New York City are you like, ooh, what if I ran into a famous country music star? Where that's
never
the hierarchy in Nashville is literally just like every restaurant is like this country music singer's spot. Like, they put their name on different spots.
Oh, interesting.
And I'm kind of into do you know Kacey Musgraves?
Dude.
She is a fucking vibe.
No, I'm obsessed with her, like, as of recent.
Do you know her song? Shit, what's it called? Buck.
There's this one song that I've been blasting for, like, the past couple of weeks. I don't know if it's because, like, my life is in the South recently now.
Uh-huh.
It's called Butterflies.
Very good.
It's so good.
I'm going to recommend to you the second you get off, and I'm going to text you it so you don't forget. Justified. Okay. Justified, okay. By Kacey Musgraves is so good.
And, like, didn't she just get out of, like, a relationship or something?
She got a divorce.
Okay.
And she's now with a new man. But I was in the cab, and they started playing country, and I'm like, I'm going to give this a chance. And then I was like, okay, sign me the fuck up. I'm going to Kacey Musgraves concert. And she's also, like, her fashion is cool. She dresses
her fashion's 70s. So cool. Yeah.
So we
And
spam.
I will say, country music singers don't have the best fashion.
Mm-hmm. They're traditional with their culture.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. But then also, like, I walked in a store, and I was like, ooh, maybe I'll get some cute cowgirl boots. Fucking yeah. $500.
Yeah,
like,
I am doing an Amazon Live on Wednesday, and I'm doing all shoes, and I found, like, cowboy boots that you're not, like, giving your firstborn child for, but they're very in. Everyone needs a pair right now.
Okay, but you may have seen on our Instagrams that we did record a new episode together of Call Her Daddy.
Which is exciting.
Daddy gang, we love you so much. And this episode was a journey.
It took a lot of forms.
A lot of forms. I was emotionally taxed after.
Yeah, me too. I took a nap after.
Yep. But seeing Alex for the first time since quarantine, it was the first time you met her in person.
Mm-hmm.
Was so fun. We'll get into more details after it airs. We'll give like a little response episode because it's a great one. But then finally this weekend, I did shows in the city.
Mm-hmm.
And Alex came to one of them,
which I was not expecting.
And she got on stage. It was hilarious. The energy was crazy. But what I want to tell you about is the next show.
Mm-hmm.
I get on stage. I'm kind of tired. It's been a long ass week. Yeah. And in the front row is 4 finance bros.
Okay.
And I'm thinking, okay, this is what I joke about in my comedy. Mm-hmm. But these guys are sitting right here.
Like, how old are they? Like 20s.
One was 25 and the rest were like early 30s. But I just was salivating at the opportunity to talk to these men.
Yeah. So many questions for them.
So I first turn. I go, how did you guys get here? Did you get lost? And everyone's laughing. And they're like, we love Summer House. And I'm like, okay, cool, cool. How do we begin? Any of you guys have a name that ends in ER? And some guy goes, I'm Hunter. And I was like, okay, I'm in my element now. And I go, are you guys in finance? And they're like, yes. And everyone starts laughing. And the guy in the front, he seemed kind of younger. I could tell he was the weak link. So I went towards him and I said, what's your name? And he said, William. And I said, do you have numerals in your name? And he said, yes. I'm William the Fourth. And people just start dying laughing. And I'm like, are you from Connecticut? And he says, yes. So I'm like 6 for 6 at this point, just feeling myself.
Oh, my God.
And then I go, did you play lacrosse? He said, yes. The whole house was almost imploded.
Lost their minds.
And then I just made fun of them for like the rest of the show. And then Raina Greenberg from Girls Gotta Eat comes in. And she goes, let's play Marry, Fuck, Kill. You guys, get on stage. They continue to shit on them. Dez is calling them L.L. Bean. Like, it was just...
Oh, my God.
It was everything I ever
wanted.
Wait,
that sounds like such a good one.
It was so fun. And then they messaged me on Instagram that night at, like, 2 a.m. They must have been, like, coked up at some bar. And they were like... They were like, it was a blast. Like, thanks for ripping on us all night. We had so much fun. And I was like, this is what comedy's for. we're just uniting douchebags and girls. And then there were girls next to them and I was trying to hook them up. Like,
yeah,
it got me excited for our live show. And I hope yeah. some single guys come to our live show.
I know, because we would never roast a giggler, but like their boyfriends for sure.
New York City was fun this weekend. I'm glad to be
yeah,
back.
New York City was a real vibe this weekend.
I also want to talk about, I've been doing my little workouts. I have a trainer. We love
yeah,
her.
Yeah, I saw that.
And you know we love talking about random DMs we get that we're not sure if they're backhands and compliments or not. And someone goes, I love that you work out without the traditional workout aesthetic. It's so refreshing.
Which is basically just being like, you're the disgusting. Fuck are you wearing to work out? Like, my favorite is like moms, like 40s, 50s, like full moms DMing, like insulting you, but like complimenting yeah. you. Like they mean it wholeheartedly, like wholesomely, but you're like, that was kind of a dig. But
also
thank
at
you.
This point, the gigglers can't win because if they tell me I'm beautiful, I'm like, fuck you. Stop just admiring me for my looks. And then if they're like, oh my God, I love that you're so raw and unfiltered and body positive. And I'm like, what the fuck does that mean?
Yeah.
So I do think like there is this workout aesthetic where like you make it look wonderful and beautiful. But I wear my old college Wisconsin baggy shirts because when I work out, I don't want to care how I look. It's the last yeah. thing I'm thinking about.
Workout like sets are so fucking binding.
Right? Like,
it's so tight.
And you're doing like, these crunches and you don't want to see like your rolls like folding
yeah,
over. Like, I just want to feel
like,
free.
It's tight. I only wear like workout sets if I'm going to a class. Like if I'm going yeah. to Pilates, then I'll wear like a set. Yeah. If I'm working out, like if I do a P-Volve like computer like mm-hmm. stream mm-hmm. in my apartment, I'm probably in my pajamas from the night before.
Yeah. Yeah. Or just a sports bra and shorts and fuck that shit up.
Like I can't do a workout that's like running, jumping. If there's running or jumping, I'm not doing it.
If there's too much physical activity, we're not doing it. If I have to move my body too much, we're not doing it.
No, it's just no. And I also don't think it's good for you.
Moving your body?
No, like I don't think like running is good for you.
Okay.
It's bad for your knees.
I do think it's bad for your knees. It is a, yeah. It also like, you could get
I
addicted
don't
to
think,
it. People get addicted to running.
Yeah.
Like, you see people who run marathons, someone has send help. They, like their whole day is spent running.
Someone's at your door.
Yeah, let me get my sushi.
I'm actually going to order Chinese food tonight too.
Good for you. No, yeah. People who run, they're running from their problems, you know? You have to learn how to sit in your feelings. And
yeah.
Can we dive into front page news? Just
sure.
I need to talk about Kim K on SNL.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Did you watch?
I didn't like watch it when it was on TV, but I've watched like some of
the highlight reel.
Like skits, yeah.
People
what
are
do you think?
Like surprised that Kim crushed it. That was the everyone agreed that she crushed it, do you think?
Yeah, everyone thinks she crushed it. It's just like I knew she was going to be good at it, but here's the other thing. I think people like forget that like there's a full team of comedic writers. Like it's not like she got up there and just did a monologue.
Freestyle.
Like freestyled it. Like this has been practiced, written, rewritten.
Yeah.
Like she read a teleprompter. Like
I think that it's just a stereotype. People for some reason think Kim is like really stupid, which
yeah.
she's not. People think that she's like annoying and vapid, which her comedic timing was really good. She was really confident there. But think about it. This woman has been on TV for 20 years.
20 years. I mean, she's a full billionaire. No stupid person is a billionaire, I feel like, unless it's like inherited. But like she built
an empire. And also,
yeah,
you couldn't get that famous on a reality show if people don't like your personality.
Exactly. And also, Keeping Up with the Kardashians, there are a few episodes that are fucking hilarious.
Iconic. Yes.
Like some of the shit that they've done is just funny.
If I think overall it's such a successful reality TV show because they're like in on the joke. And a lot of reality TV shows, they're kind of not. Like I think The Bachelor is kind of in on the joke. And the Kardashians have a great sense of humor. And
well, you also have to remember that the Kardashians are also producers on their reality show. So like they see every... Yeah, like they see... everything before it goes out, like they help edit it, so like they're not gonna and there's never gonna be anything too risky. Yeah,
people love to hate them, but to see her come on, have such a great sense of humor, like it was. But you're right, everyone who goes on SNL, you're gonna do well as the host because everyone's writing your jokes, you're reading it off the prompter, you're gonna do it. But her timing was really good, and then the overall buzz around it, like how everyone, the cameos, Amy Schumer, Tyler C, who we love how he's branching out from Bachelor Nation to like be a real ass celebrity almost. It's crazy.
It's just like, I love when celebrities hang out with each other. Like, I just find it fascinating because it's like being in high school when like the soccer girls hang out with the soccer girls because like they have that in common. And then it's like A-list celebrities hang out with A-list celebrities because they have it like in common.
But
it's
Tyler Cameron's interesting because he was never even The Bachelor. He just was like so hot that people were like, he's not normal hot. He's A-list hot.
Yeah, you're literally pretty privileged.
He like let his friend go on The Bachelor instead and then was like, I'll watch from afar and just be super hot. And
yeah.
Oh, because he had the Gigi Hadid. Gigi Hadid made Tyler C. Yeah. Let's be honest. Let's give credit to the women that built the man, you know.
That's kind of how I feel about...
Pete Davidson.
Okay, that's how I feel about Pete Davidson. It's also how I feel about Olivia Culpo. Like, I don't think people... Like, yes, she won Miss Universe, but it was because she started dating Nick Jonas that people were like, who is this girl? And now, I mean, I think her and Christian McCaffrey are, like, the hottest couple ever.
Well, speaking of engagements, are you familiar with Salmon Girl?
No.
Okay, well, Salmon Girl is the girl who went viral on TikTok, Emily.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Yes, yes, yes. Okay. She's basically ASMR for Gen Z.
For Gen Z cooking.
Yeah.
And I was laughing so hard. I think maybe we should try to make it. You get, like, salmon. You cut it up.
Okay.
You put white rice. You put mayo, hot sauce, then, like, crispy seaweed and avocado, and you mash it all up. And everyone's like, it's amazing. And someone was making fun of it. Like, we finally got Instagram models to eat carbs.
I watched it and I was like, I get this girl's aesthetic. I think she's very calming. And I couldn't get past that, like, she's so much younger than us. I think she's only like, I think she's like early 20s.
I mean, those people piss me off. Like, anyone who has the patience just looked like, to cook. Yeah.
Like, it just looked like her life was so together. Yep. And I was so jealous
of her. Her fridge had stuff in it.
Yeah, like, she definitely has a matcha station.
I have a sauce. I have one soy sauce and expired hot sauce.
No, I literally have LaCroix olives and, like, oat milk in my refrigerator.
If you look at her other videos, she's like, we're going to make this veggie stew. And she just keeps taking all these colorful, beautiful vegetables, cutting them. And I'm like, also, when I cook, I'm eating the whole time. So by the time it's ready, I'm full.
Eating the whole time. She had a TikTok that was like, oh, my God, I slept for 12 hours last night. And I was just like, and she was probably sober. And, like, just got in bed early. And and I was just like, what is that like? Like, I don't go to bed till, like, 2 a.m.
So she got engaged. And some girl was like, I saw that Emily got engaged. And, like, she's viral on TikTok. And now she has a husband. And she makes all these, like, really healthy, like, clean meals. Yeah. And then she goes, her husband sitting next to her and goes, you have a husband and we're about to eat some really good food together. And she's like, I have to get off TikTok.
Wait, she's a hairstylist.
She probably lives in, like, where does she live? Maybe LA.
LA.
Yeah, she's living a normal life. And
good for
TikTok's
her.
Wild. TikTok's wild. But guys, do not compare yourself to people who go viral on TikTok.
Do not.
Because
you can't. No, you really can't, though, because it's. You don't know what's going to go viral and what's not, like.
And also, you guys, these are high moments in your life. They happen to everyone. They don't always last. It's not sustainable for long-term happiness, but it's exciting and fun. And
I'm happy for her that she got engaged.
I am.
25 is young.
I hope the guy wasn't like, okay, you just went viral on TikTok, so I need to lock your ass down. I'm just kidding. Yeah.
We always will find like the toxic trait in that. Like, what's a conspiracy theory to ruin these people?
No, but it's just so funny how suddenly she gets all this attention and then she's like, side note, I have a man who really loves me. I want to spend the rest of his life with me. And every girl's like, do I have to get a fully stocked fridge?
Here's the thing, though. I have such a strong opinion about people that get married so young, because maybe it's just because I was a mess at 25 and like continue to be a mess. But like, if you look at it, we are alive for so long.
Oh my God. So why do you think Des waited until 45?
Yeah. Like, in his head, he's really only has to spend, what, 30 years
with you? He literally said that to me. He was like, I know marriage is hard, but, like, I don't have that many years left, so, like, I don't give a fuck. Like, the only reason we get married early is because if you want to have kids, you want to have that stable family structure. But imagine if we didn't have to have kids. That's why men are fucking all the time. It's not that we're, like, more emotional than them and more needy. They just, like, biologically don't have to.
Right. It's just, I don't know. I just could never see myself. I mean, also, I'm about to be 29. So it's like, yeah, bitch, you're not getting married before 30. Like, I just, even before that, like, I never really saw myself getting married before 30.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I just think it's about finding the right person, and timing is a huge thing. And when you're 25, yeah, when you're 25 and partying, it's like, doesn't make sense.
And I would like to quote the Bible,
which is, because you were not in a past life.
My Bible would be Sex and the City.
Yep.
And which I've based my entire existence on. Mm-hmm. And I know that she gets a lot of hate, but she's actually one of the strongest characters in Sex and the City, mm-hmm. which is Miranda. And she said, mm-hmm. it has nothing to do with like a guy falling in love with you. It's when he turns his light on and he's ready to like settle down. And I genuinely believe that when a guy is ready to mm-hmm. settle down, the girl he is dating at the time is the girl he marries.
I also think that when he's ready to settle down, he's already gotten better with his picker to know what yep. kind of people he wants to be around. So it is like yeah. a two-way street. And it's crazy because like Des is such an example of that. Like he was right. a touring comic his whole life.
Right. And like, he's like, I want to get married.
Not a sustainable like yeah. way to have a good relationship. And then the pandemic happened and he like stopped for a second and like reflected on where he was. And So much is timing, and you can't force timing.
Wait, you can't.
I feel like we're about to get into our advice segment. We're bringing yes. back. We haven't done it in so long. I'm so excited. And the gigglers, ask the best questions. PMS, how do you guys deal? We don't.
I don't.
You just know. Just when you're spiraling, it's just like anxiety. Don't latch onto it and know this is not me. This is my PMS speaking.
I actually don't have crazy like PMS other than like I crave certain foods.
Well, that kind of sounds fun.
Yeah, like I just like eat a lot more, but I don't ever feel like
I get depressed and over analytical. Like,
interesting.
I don't get angry. I'll like something, I just won't be able to get it like off my back. And then I'm like, oh, we're PMSing. You don't actually care about this situation that much. And then the second the blood leaves my pussy lips, I'm like, ooh, I don't care anymore.
I feel like I'm just perpetually anxious, so I like,
you can't tell if it's because of the PMS.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah. This is just my brain.
It's like people are like, watch out for seasonal depression, and I'm like, what about yearly? Why don't you watch out for that?
I feel like I am in my wedding guest era. I'm actually in my bridesmaid era. I'm in a wedding coming up. Well, it's really next year, but it's one of my best friends from high school's wedding. So really, we have been planning already. And the number one thing I told her to do is she has to go through Zola. She's obviously very stressed about wedding planning, so I was telling her about Zola, and you can literally plan your entire wedding in one convenient place from the day you get engaged and search for the venue to the day you send out your save the dates. You can make your registry. You can even taste your cake through Zola. They literally have everything that you need to make the whole process super easy, and there's nothing the girlies love than getting rid of admin and giving it to somebody else. And it's actually enjoyable. There's even a 5-star app that helps you plan on the go or in the bed or on the couch. Zola is the first and only stop you need to make your wedding planning journey. They've truly thought of everything that you need, and they have built every tool to get you to I Do, including customized checklists to get you moving, to keep you on track, and prepare you for what's next. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
Okay. Ooh. I love asking for dick pics. Am I sending the wrong message by asking for one? Wow, that has a lot of layers to it.
That is a lot of layers. Why? First, I need to know why you love asking for them. Second of all, I'm going to go out on a limb here and say, yeah, I think it's weird.
Well, it depends what the message is. What is a wrong message? Your message could be, I want to see if I want to ride your dick or not.
Or maybe it's like a very, or maybe she's got it right and that's very intimidating to men.
You're like, send me your dick.
And so it's already like.
And then if she doesn't respond, they feel so ashamed.
I kind of feel like that's very empowering, actually.
We have too many questions. Like, I want to know, like, do you send stuff back? Like, because my thing is, don't send a titty too early or a butthole or a vag hole. Just don't do the nude too early. That's my opinion. You take it as power. Make him.
I don't think you should ever send a pic being fully nude.
No.
Fully nude. And I also don't think your head needs to be in it.
I do think the Snapchat generation finds it a lot more empowering to send nudes. We're like, we were born scared of the cloud, like Jennifer Lawrence, and like, I just never want to be that person.
Yes, I was just going to say that. How crazy. This is, how many years ago is this now? 10? And that was like the biggest thing ever, that like people were hacking celebrities' iClouds and posting all their nudes. Now people would be like, okay, cool.
I don't want us to give too many opinions on sending nudes, because I feel like younger people are much chiller with it. And I don't want to be like that grandma being like, oh, you're wearing a little skirt. If you feel it's empowering, cool. But I personally feel like a little bit of my soul is lost whenever a guy who doesn't deserve to see me naked sees me naked, because it's not only him. He's showing all his friends. And I just hate that shit.
Right. Right.
Like, people are like, oh, he's not going to show. How many times have you showed your friend dick pics? If you don't show it to your friend, it didn't happen.
Every single time.
I have old dick pics from exes that I still show people. And I'm engaged.
Unless it is my current boyfriend, like at that time, I'm...
True.
I think
I've showed my boyfriend at the time. I've showed... Because it's like...
Every time.
It's probably bond.
Yeah, it's like, oh my God, look at this. And especially if it's unsolicited, I'm like blasting it to my group chat. Like, how fucking embarrassing. Why would he do this?
Also, I forget college, when my friends and I were just single hooking up all the time, the first question I'd ask, I'd just be like, how big? Girthy, not girthy? Because I was trying to find a way to see if I could predict like the way guys walk or their hands or something.
Yeah,
to know.
Usually you can.
Usually you can by their energy.
Yeah, you can.
I've been getting, you know, I like will joke about short guys, but I realize I don't have anything against short guys. I have small dick energy problems.
Yeah, but I'm going to tell you something. Don't sleep on short guys, because.
Do not. Some of them.
Do not.
Some of them, if they have big dick energy and they're short, incredible. If they're short and have small dick energy, they will be angry and take it out on you.
I was hooking up with a guy. He was like kind of short. Like, he was short.
But also, keep in mind, Paige is 5'3"?
Yeah, I'm like 5'3", 5'4". I would say that he was 5'7"? 9'10"?
That's not short.
He wasn't 5'10".
He was 5'7".
I don't know if he was 5'7". No, he was taller than 5'7". Whatever. Regardless, he was short. And, like, it was, like, he was short to, like, damn, should I wear these heels or not? Like, it was at that level. Mm-hmm. The first time I ever hooked up with him, I said, whoa. And he was so offended. And I was like, I'm sorry. I wasn't expecting this. And, like, good for you. Like, I'm happy for you. Like, you.
Did he have a big dick?
Yes. And, like, yeah. And I should have known because, like, he had very big dick energy. Like, he walked mm-hmm. in a room. He was, like, very chill, very cool, like, swaggy. But I just wasn't expecting it. And I literally said, whoa. And he was, like, so offended.
It turns out just because guys are tall does not mean they have good dick game.
No.
Doesn't mean they're a kind person.
Yeah, I've also, like, hooked up with tall guys that I'm like, I'm you immediately, like, think of a lie and have to leave. It's just like, no.
Do you know how we talk about pretty privilege? Tall privilege is such a thing to the point that they sometimes don't even develop, like, good conversational skills, empathy, intimacy. I could keep going.
If a tall guy walks into a bar, like, you notice him first. Like, and if he's good looking, you're like, damn, okay.
Yeah. I have the best question we've ever gotten.
Okay.
If I go to an authentic Italian restaurant, what am I ordering? Let's give her the lay of the land. Like, Gigglers, we're going to Spaccarelli's. We're going to some, like, low-key mafia-owned place. You have to go the ones that you think are connected.
Yeah. You're immediately, what are you ordering? You're immediately getting the burrata. It's on the menu. You're getting the burrata. You're getting the burrata with the bread. I like to also get, like, a meat board, like, because I like to get the burrata, then, like, the prosciutto, and then I like to make a little sandwich with the bread. Yeah.
Also, some appetizers that I think are fun. I mean, the calamari is classic, but if you want to get it even crazier, the baked clams at Italian restaurants are garlicky sexual endeavors.
Usually, if there's an appetizer with anything that has to do with eggplant, I'm also getting that.
Yep.
That's always really good. Depends on where you're going, but, like, a meatball. But I don't get meatballs everywhere because I'm very picky with my meatballs.
Same. The ratio of, like, breadcrumbs to meat, it's a whole thing.
Yeah, it's just, like, if you want to be healthy, if they're too big, I can't.
Yeah, if you want to be healthy, get, like, a Mediterranean salad, which is, like, squid and calamari and octopus with a light olive oil drizzle, and that is normally great.
I never order that.
It's for the healthy people.
Okay, well, I don't identify with them.
Vegetarians. Okay, then for the meal, what are we ordering?
I usually always get a pasta. My favorite is usually, if there's, like, a veal marsala on the menu, I'm probably getting that.
We always have the classics, like the penne al vodka. I do love, like, an orecchiette moment.
Oh, okay.
Broccoli rabe and sausage. That is very underrated. You feel healthy. You don't feel gross after. Other pastas, the cacio e pepe.
Yeah, I love that. There is an Italian restaurant. They just opened one on the Upper East Side. It's called Piccola Cucina. Cucina? Whatever. Mm-hmm. There's a bunch in the city. I think there's one on Thompson. Whatever. It's, like, a very, very good, authentic Italian restaurant.
Yep. I really think you can't go wrong, but the appetizers are super important. I think that's where we nailed it. Otherwise, everything
sometimes
else is
I'd rather just, like, get all appetizers, and, like, if you want a pasta, like, pasta. Ask them to give it to you in, like, the appetizer portion, and just do, like, a bunch of apps, and then I'm ready to bounce.
Okay, next question.
Okay.
How to handle a mean girl in the moment when you can't walk away from the situation? I'm gonna let you handle this.
Okay. Thank you. My immediate reaction is I just start laughing. Like, but not like a laugh, like, ha ha ha. It's more like you have to pick your phone up, make a face at your phone, like, this girl's an absolute bitch, and just be like, or if it's a really extreme situation, I will turn to my friend who's also in this conversation and loud enough so that the mean girl hears it, but like that she thinks I'm trying to be quiet, like I will turn to my friend and be like, this girl's a fucking bitch. Knowing that this girl has heard me say that, and then she starts to feel awkward. Now, if you're dealing with a real bitch and she turns to you and says, what did you just say? You turn back to her and you say, oh, I was telling my friend that you are such a bitch. And then you proceed from there, my friends.
The key to dealing with mean people is they want to hurt you. So they want to get a reaction out of you. So why Paige's response was genius is because she never broke. She never got upset. She never showed emotion. So your job is to just not show emotion and not get angry, not cry, and just
it's all about
stop eventually if they're not breaking you.
It's all about making that person feel stupid. Like, also the word embarrassing should come to mind. So you should like look at your phone, be scrolling, be like, she's so embarrassing. Like, make them feel idiotic.
That was amazing. Thank you. Sexy time with my husband's great, but I'm insecure about my body. How do I chill and enjoy?
They're not looking at it. They're not looking at it. I know for a fact, whatever we are worried about, like certain roles in certain positions in our stomach, they don't notice it. They have no idea.
You're riding a guy and sometimes you'll be like, oh, is this looking okay? And then you don't ever look down to realize they're fucking lying. They're making some weird faces with like four chins. Like, look at them. Look at them.
Like, genuinely.
Stop picking yourself apart and just like look at what you're fucking and be like,
they're just so excited. They're so excited to even be having sex that you've agreed to this that they are not looking.
Yeah, the fact that they've already decided to fuck you means they like your body. And men can't even tell if you've gotten a 4-inch haircut. They're not going to tell if your love handles gained a little weight.
I just thought.
I could shave my head and Des will be like, is something different? No, nothing's different. Never mind.
I had gotten a spray tan and didn't realize how fucking orange I was until I was having sex and my leg was like next to like his like chest or something. Mid sex I go, oh my god, I'm orange. And he was just like and I got so self-conscious that I was like
fucking an Oompa Loompa. Yeah.
And he was like, babe, I don't give a fuck. not a problem right now. And I literally got done and was like, I need to shower. I need to shower this off.
And also, like, exfoliate. After guys come, they're not even reflecting on how it went. They are just like exhausted. They are just lying there with no thoughts going through their head.
Yeah. At all. They're babies.
This is not advice, but someone messaged us and said, you guys have saved me with humor when I was suffering a miscarriage. Thank you.
Oh.
I just have to say, the Gigglers, miscarriage, infertility, all this stuff is happening to so many people.
Yeah.
And you're not alone. We have this weird opportunity to connect with so many women at once. Where it's kind of crazy to hear like how common people's problems actually are and like, we're struggling together.
Have you checked your fertility?
So there's this comic, Casey Balsham, who did my show, and she's doing a whole one-woman show called Inconceivable. Mm-hmm. And she was telling me, she's like in her 30s, she's ready to have children, and she was like, I wish women would check when they're like 25.
Yeah.
When like, to know A, if you need to use a condom for the rest of your life, B, to like already be prepping in the right ways.
Because let's be serious. There's no way we've been this lucky. Like, I am.
That's what she said. She was like, there's so many times.
There are a few times that I'm like,
is Jesus really looking down on me?
Yeah, because I could have sworn
I am some shit was going to happen.
Yeah, reckless. Like,
taking 3 one day because you missed the week somehow.
Yeah, yeah. It's not great.
I do think that it's a weird thing that you don't know you have a problem until, not that's a problem, but that you're gonna have trouble until you want to do it, which is crazy.
It is crazy. I've checked mine.
Oh, you have?
Yeah, I've checked mine because when I started going on birth control, they checked, like, she checked my eggs and, like, all of that. And I'm, like, at the normal, like, amount of eggs. But I always had problems with my ovaries, and I, and, like, it was really just, like, can my eggs drop to my ovaries for when I want to have a baby? So that's why I'm on birth control, to, like, get rid of the cysts on my ovaries so that, like, when I do want to have a baby, my eggs will be able to, like, drop down.
Y'all, it's, you never crazy, know what's going on with though. Someone's ovaries.
No.
And there's shit going on all the time. But I feel like because it's not talked about, because it's not prioritized in our male-dominated culture, you literally think you're the one freak with a cyst on your ovary.
I have hundreds of cysts on my ovaries. Is that crazy? It's crazy.
At least they have each other.
It's also so gross to think about. Like, there's, like, these two things inside my body that just have dots all over them. Ew. It's also so annoying that, like, boys don't have to deal with anything. Like, we have to go to a full-on doctor who specializes in our vagina. That is their specialty.
Casey was cracking me up because she was like, so I have all these things I have to do to for in vitro. She's like, I'm injecting myself. They're going inside me, pulling eggs out. Like, it's also like when you're like prodded that much, like, that's traumatizing. I know, like, that.
Women that have to do in vitro, that is probably fucking traumatizing.
And she was like, the only thing this motherfucker has to do is not walk around with his cell phone in his pocket close to his balls. And she's like, and he can't even do that.
No, it's so crazy. It's the most insane thing.
And then imagine you're going through all this to have kids, but the whole thing that you have to do is, like, have sex with your husband when, like, you probably don't feel sexy during all that stuff, and it becomes so, like, methodical. And then at some point, if you have any tension in your relationship, like, it probably multiplies it.
I know. Like, I've never really thought about, like, okay, if you're having a hard time getting pregnant, looking at your husband and being like, hey, I'm ovulating right now, can we have sex? Like, how do you get into that, like... It's very transactional at that point because, like,
and then you're reflecting, like, what you used to be. Next thing you know, you're shooting the movie Sex Life on Netflix.
Right. Like, we're in relationships where it's like, if we're going to have sex, it's because, like, someone's like,
we're into it.
Hey, yeah. Like, not because we need to. That makes me sad.
But them. Also think about, like, as a woman, so much worth is about, like, that you can be a mother, you could have babies. So you probably, your self-esteem gets hit when you feel like, oh, I can't bring this guy a baby. And then you don't feel like yourself in the relationship, or you feel like he feels differently about you. I don't know. I'm just trying to really put myself in the shoes.
Do you know that one of my biggest fears is that
tax evasion?
But second to that, tax evasion is definitely the first one. Is that after I have a baby, like, give my husband his first child. No, that, like, you fall into this, like, okay, that's, like, the mother of my children and my wife, not, like, that sexy girlfriend that I started dating. Like, that is my biggest fear, that he won't see, like, his view of me will switch and it'll be a lot more respectful maybe, but, like, will he, like, I still want him to think, like, that's just my girlfriend, like...
Yeah, the thing is, you've gone out of puppy dog phase before, and people don't talk about that.
Yeah.
Like, puppy dog phase is a dopamine chemistry in your brain.
Yeah.
And you realize the relationship is literally like, oh, I found someone who I love deeply, and it's this comfort. Like, you don't fuck like rabbits forever. I mean, my Nana and Papa do, but, like...
Yeah, Nana does, though.
Nana does, which I'm trying to figure out how she got there. But I just think, like... There needs to be more romantic songs on TV about, like, we always pick the same food that we want. And we always want to watch the same shows. Yeah. But I do think that's why there's so much stuff about, like, how to spice up your relationship or, like, go on date nights. Like, that's why relationships are work, because all these things happen that aren't as easy as when you're new meat to each other.
Yeah. And, like, once I have to put work in, I'm like, ugh. I'm 25. I'll just find someone new. But, like, now it's like, okay, you're, like, old. Like, okay.
Oh, I'm so guilty of that. The second I felt any kind of tension or, like...
Yeah, I'd be like...
Or he brought up something, I would be like, then go find someone else.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't need this. But now you get to an age where you're like, hey, do you want to work on this? Do you want to work on this with me? Because...
it becomes this beautiful, just like calm connection that is safe to you. Because that's what you want when having kids. You want safe. You don't want the guy who's like, you don't know if he's going to show up at night. But like when he does, it's crazy sex.
Oh, God. Oh, oh, God. No. If my husband doesn't come correct at all moments involving our children, like I really do. I really don't have a problem hiring a hitman. Like I really don't. Like if something happens and I get married and I'm still in somewhat of the public eye and my husband, it gets murdered, know that he deserved it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And don't research it. And don't try and put the...
No follow-up questions.
Yeah, don't put the puzzle pieces together. I had him removed.
TikTok, leave it alone.
He deserved... Yeah, leave it alone. I'm just kidding. Obviously, I would never kill someone.
Okay, I have a question.
Okay.
Wearing no bra under a crop top during hot summers while having a business meeting. Well, it also depends on your workplace. If you're in like a fun female millennial office, go off. Especially
absolutely
if
go
you have
off.
Nipple piercings. Why did you get them? You have
but
to
like,
show them off.
If you're a lawyer and you're in court, I'm going to say no. You know?
Yeah, there's a lot of variables to this. But I also think it's about you being comfortable. And if you're feeling uncomfortable, it's probably like out of context.
Yeah. Like I have a rule that if I am going to something that has either like a dress code or like I have to dress a little bit more conservative and I put something on and in my head I say, is this appropriate? Then it's usually not. Like if I even have to ask the question, then it's probably not.
And I'm all about fraying the nipple. I prefer just if I don't want to wear a bra, I wear black. So like I have black crop tops that I feel
but
like people
can't
see it.
I'm also not afraid of like girls' nipples being hard.
Guys, how many men in my life have been like, I could see your nipples? And I go, have you never seen a nipple before?
Like, okay.
Like, it's not.
Yeah, like I've never understood, like, guys
I'm
being
not, like, birthing a baby in front of you. It's like, it's a nipple. You have a nipple. You saw a nipple?
Yeah, like, I can see yours through your t-shirt sometime, and I don't comment. But I have a thing where, like, my nipples are never hard. It's, like, a weird thing.
My nipples are only hard.
I know. Yours are always. Mine never just are.
Cutting glass. Maybe. Are they a little insensitive?
I don't know.
Fun fact about me, only one of my nipples
gets hard.
Feels good when you touch it.
Interesting.
Like the other nipple, if a guy's like touching it, I'm like, this does nothing for me. But the other nipple, I'm like, yes, thank you.
Yeah, like I feel like I don't have sensitivity. It's like I got a fake boob job and like when I was born because like I don't. Nothing really like gets me going.
You got a reverse boob job when you were born.
I got a boob reduction. I don't know. It's just like not a thing I worry about. If you're like me and you're starting your fitness journey whenever you feel like it, I go in and out of wanting to get healthy. And when I'm on those kicks, then there's nothing I love more than Peloton. Truly the hardest battle is getting yourself in the mindset to start working out. And you can start as small as you want. They have 10-minute low-impact classes, or if you want to jump into a 30-minute live DJ ride, be my guest. The best thing about Peloton, I think, are their instructors. They will keep you motivated to stay on your fitness journey, and you learn the basics and build from there. Remember, doing something is everything. Get started with Peloton Bike or Bike Plus Rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms apply. There are some stories about my mother's life that I truly never get tired of hearing. From hilarious to heartfelt to tear-jerking to plot-twisting, her retelling of events always brings me joy. Just in time for Mother's Day, I found the perfect gift that captures all of her stories for my family forever. It's called Storyworth. Storyworth helps you preserve precious memories and stories from your mother's life for years to come. Here's how it works. Each week, Storyworth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick. Storyworth makes the process all a breeze. All your loved one needs to do is respond to the email with a story. Long or short, it doesn't matter. After that, you'll be emailed a copy of your loved one's responses as they're submitted over the course of the year. You'll get to enjoy their retelling of stories you already know or be surprised by the stories you've never heard before. After that year of fun, Storyworth compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book that you'll be able to share and revisit for generations generations to come. You can even keep a copy of the book for yourself. I know that my mom is going to absolutely love this. And there's always like in my head, I feel like, what am I going to do with all the pictures in my phone? This is a perfect thing to do with all the pictures in your phone. Families love StoryWorth, and that's why they have more than 25,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, with millions of stories preserved since they were founded over 10 years ago. Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll all cherish for years. StoryWorth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to StoryWorth.com/giggly. That's StoryWorth.com/giggly to save $10 on your purchase. Get ready with me to tell you about my absolute favorite mascara, the L'Oreal Paris Lash Paradise Mascara. Clean Girl is absolutely out. Get out of here. Mob Wife is in. Sultry Lashes are in. Bold Eye Looks are in. Could not be a better time for the girlies. I absolutely love a bold lash. I love like a 1960s vibe recently. And also, I'm a girly that puts mascara on her bottom lashes. I feel like a lot of girls don't, and I don't understand those girls. The reason that I absolutely love L'Oreal Paris Lash Paradise Mascara is because it truly is the perfect mascara, and your lashes look amazing from day to night. There's nothing I hate more than like a clumpy, spidery looking lash, and L'Oreal Paris Lash Paradise Mascara truly is the fluffiest brushes on the market, and they just make your lashes look fuller instantly. If you want to join in the Mob Wife sultry lash look like me and Hannah, then order Lash Paradise now on Amazon.
Last question. My boyfriend cried because I said Justin Bieber is hot. Should I dump him?
Yes. LOL. Yes. Yes. Hannah didn't even have to finish that set. Dump him immediately. That's a level of sensitivity that makes me so highly uncomfortable.
Yeah, you got the heebie-jeebies, but also...
No, like, I just got the ick from her relationship. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
So, I have so many follow-up questions, like...
I don't. Get rid of him.
I want to know, like, the depth of, like, what triggered it, what the trauma is. Like, did someone else leave him for Justin Bieber's, like... Or did he have a breakup song of Justin Bieber that reminded him of someone? Like, I don't know. Maybe there's more to the story. Because this seems truly
I had
scary.
A boyfriend one time. We were sitting on a dinner date. Mm-hmm. And Justin Timberlake was at the same restaurant that we were at. Okay. And mm-hmm. I freaked out. I was like, oh my God, Justin Timberlake is sitting next to us. Like, with Jessica Biel. Like, what was I supposed to do? Mm-hmm. My boyfriend got so fucking mad at me for getting excited to see, like, seeing him and saying that he was hot and said it was disrespectful to him. And I said, why? And he said, because, like, you could possibly hook up with him one day. And I was like, he's sitting at dinner with his wife. He's Justin Timberlake. And, like, what the fuck are you talking about? That was also jail guy.
Go back to jail.
No, I was just like, what is going on? That's like an insecurity on there. That's something too deep. They need to work that out with their therapist. You'll never be able to help with that.
Yeah, you won't be able to help with that. And
no, I can't. Also, you know how I feel when, like, men cry, which it's fine. They should be able to let their emotions mm-hmm. out. But when it's things like that, I'm like, stop.
Also, how do you get out of that? You go, just kidding, he's not hot.
But, and then what? You're a liar?
But also, I low-key get it. Like, what if he looks very different than Justin Timberlake? I mean, Justin Bieber. And he feels
okay,
like
let's reverse it. Let's reverse it.
Yeah, like, if someone tells me, like, oh, my celebrity crush is Pam Anderson, I'm like, but I'm still, I would never cry. I'd be like, oh, then maybe, like, you know, I didn't see that for you.
No, like, if my boyfriend says, oh, my God, my celebrity crush is Margot Robbie, I'm like, I get it, but also, shut the fuck up. Like, I'm not crying about it.
I told you that when Jennifer Lopez walked out during the inauguration, that Dez audibly went, damn. And I was like, excuse me? And he was like, oh, my God, did I make a noise? And I was like, are you kidding me? And he was like, she looks good. She looks good. The girl looks good. I give credit where credit's due. And
but
I was
in
like,
no situation are you crying.
No, but also earlier that day, I had sent him like a funny photo of me. And he was like, ew. So that's why I was a little sensitive that day. I was like, you almost puked when you saw a photo of me, but you saw her and you like couldn't help yourself. Maybe that's why I have problems with J-Lo and Bennifer. Look at us. We're just like unpacking our trauma.
Look at us.
Also, know how like you think people are hot all the time?
Yeah.
They're allowed to think people are hot all the time, but it doesn't mean that they're going to have an emotional connection like you guys do.
It's also Justin Bieber. Like, tell your boyfriend you're never meeting him. Like, you're never hooking up with him. It's not a big deal. I can't.
But even if you weren't, like, you're allowed to think other people are hot. Like,
right,
I thought the barista was hot yesterday who was serving me coffee. I could probably fuck him if I wanted to, but it's not a big deal.
Just because you are in a relationship does not mean you are dead and all of your senses have just, like, gone away. If anything, if I see, like, a hot girl, I think, wow, that's a really hot girl. I wonder if my boyfriend thinks she's hot. Like, do you think that girl's hot? Like, and then we talk about it. Like, in no situation do I think he's going to go sleep with her.
I wonder if he would get as upset if she was like, I think Justin Bieber has a great personality.
I think I would get upset. Yeah. Like if a guy.
I think about Dez, yeah. If he says like another female comic's really funny, I'll be like.
No. Like, I would get upset if he said like, oh, I like that girl's like vibe. Like, she's just cool. I'd get more upset.
He said that to me about other, like, he'll be like, oh, I really like this female comic. Her energy's insane. She's crushing. And in my head, I'll be like,
no, I don't like that.
Do I have, like, energy like that?
Yeah, no, I don't like that. I rather him think, like, she's just, like, a hot girl than, like her as a person.
So this is where it's wrong. With comedy, stand-up comedy, it's fine. Because all you do all day as comics is be like, oh, I like this comedian. This comic was really good.
Yeah.
But if he just, like, met a girl and was like, she has a great personality. Mm. I'd be like, go marry her then.
Yeah, no. No, 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 no. No, no, no. No.
Like, imagine if your boyfriend was like, hey, I met so-and-so. She has just, like, a really magical, like, lights up a room.
Oh.
Her energy is like, if a guy said a girl's energy was amazing.
No, I would.
That's cheating.
That's cheating.
Saying that
no,
is cheating.
That is cheating. That's cheating. You just cheated on me.
What if Craig was like, I really like this girl's Instagram aesthetic? Anyway, guys, we went over time just giggling, having the time of our lives. Go to Giggly-Squad to check out the merch. And we love you so much.
This was the best time ever. Thanks for giggling with us.
Thanks for giggling. Bye.
See ya.